With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is returning to the Middle East amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Before boarding a plane for Tel Aviv, Blinken said these are challenging times.
These are intensely difficult issues, but I am convinced that American diplomacy can make a difference in moving everyone to a better place. That's what we're working to do.
As he did during a visit to the region last month, Blinken will stress U.S. support for Israel and try to prevent a wider Mideast war as he visits Israel and Jordan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The House passed a bill allotting $14.5 billion in aid to Israel, but cutting money designated to the IRS. House Speaker Mike Johnson says this isn't a political move on his part.
I attached it because, again, we're trying to get back to the principle of fiscal responsibility here. And that was the easiest and largest pile of money that's sitting there for us to be able to pay for this immediate obligation.
There was also no money for humanitarian aid for Gaza. President Biden has said he will veto the legislation, and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill has no chance in the Senate. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the state of Israel does not support a ceasefire against Gaza, or as the Biden administration prefers to call it, a humanitarian pause.
I don't know how long they're thinking these pauses will last, but we understand that any pause will be used by Hamas to regroup, to regain essential equipment and supplies, and to maneuver.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 564 points. The Nasdaq rose by 232. The S&P 500 advanced 79. Oil up to $82.46 a barrel. This is SRN News. Parents weigh in on social media.
And they want more control of it. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 81% of American adults say parental consent should be required before anyone under 18 can establish a social media account. And 71% want social media sites, including pornographic ones, to verify a person's age before they are allowed in. Moms and dads are especially concerned about what young people are seeing and doing on the web these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia is going all in on abortion. Officials with the organization will spend just over $1 million through Election Day on direct mail, digital ads, and volunteer outreach to highlight candidates' position on abortion in five Virginia Senate districts and six House districts. Pro-life groups are answering the challenge, recently announcing a $1.5 million pledge. This is SRN News. The job market's been in good shape, but some companies are laying off workers, including a popular brand for vegans. We hear more on this story from correspondent Rita Foley reporting.
The latest, Beyond Meat, the plant-based meat company. Beyond Meat is cutting 19% of its non-production workforce, about 65 workers, after a weaker-than-expected third quarter. The company's also considering dumping some product lines, changing pricing, and restructuring its Chinese operations. Last year, Beyond Meat laid off about 240 people, pointing to inflation and rising competition. Beyond Meat has seen a better reception for its products in Europe, where its burgers and chicken nuggets are featured on McDonald's menus. McDonald's has tested Beyond Meat's products here in the U.S., but hasn't added them to its permanent menu. I'm Rita Foley.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.